It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. And, you know, joining us as he does every other week, talking about what went on at the commission meeting and some other things that are going on in Emery County. We've got some events coming up. And, you know, he isn't we've talked about every time he's come on and done this now. He likes to pick one department and kind of give a shout out to them, let people know what goes on in that department and how they help out the county and the community as a whole. And then we'll talk about some things that came up in the commission meeting the other night. So, Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Dave, for having me.
Let's jump right in now, and you always like to talk about something that's coming up in Emery County, and you've got an event that is coming up here fairly soon. Let's talk about it.
You bet. So this is a new event for Emery County, and I actually think this event's been going on for a little while, but it's the Bonnie and Clyde Coyote Hunt. It's a male and female partner, so that's why it's called the Bonnie and Clyde, and you can sign up on Eventbrite, and also reach out to Facebook. You'll be able to find Bonnie and Clyde on Facebook as well. So if you're interested, you can reach out to our events office in Emery County, or try to look at Facebook or the internet to find them.
All right, and when is that coming up?
So that'll be coming up. I believe the event is sometime this month. I wish I had the dates on that. I'll look the dates up and I can get those to you before the interview's over.
Okay, perfect. That'd be great. Now, as you like to do, kind of you've implemented this in every time we've talked, you like to take a department and just kind of give a shout out to them. And you've got a few departments that you wanted to kind of single out this time because they're doing a lot to help out what's going on in Emery County right now, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, and we really like to give a shout out to our departments that go above and beyond, and the shout out that we want to give out to this week would be the auditor's office, the treasurer's office, and the assessor's office, and I'll tell you why. They're helping us with our accounting for our CRAs. And what that means is Community Reinvestment Agency or Community Reinvestment Area. And so these project areas help stimulate redevelopment for infrastructure, affordable housing, and other development projects. So these offices have been a great support to help us with accounting, with these new project areas, land assessments, all kinds of things. So they've really stepped up to help the community figure out these CRA areas and getting us on the right track. So a great shout out to them.
And really, you know, honestly, we see the sheriff's department and the road department and those kinds of things. These guys are really unsung heroes. The auditor, the treasurer, and the assessors, they're really the unsung heroes of it all. They honestly keep the county going financially, don't they? Isn't that one of their main functions?
It is. Yep. Day-to-day operations, making sure that the financials are tight, property values, making sure that that we're following policy and following state code. So, yep, they've been fantastic.
All right. And so now let's dive into some of the things that went on at the commission meeting. And we'll start off talking about TRT funds, and maybe take some time and explain what a TRT fund is.
Great. So, Dave, sorry, I want to jump back a little bit. So the dates on that coyote hunt would be March 10th and 11th.
Perfect. Perfect. So there you go. That's when the Bonnie and Clyde coyote hunt is March 10th and 11th. And once again, you can sign up for that on eventbrite.com. And remember, Bright is B-R-I-T-E. All right, so TRT funds, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so transient room tax. So these taxes come from residents that stay in our communities, in our hotels, our Airbnbs, short-term rentals. So we visited in commission meeting, and the tourism office is a huge proponent of obviously grabbing those taxes, making sure that we are taxing properly and getting all the taxes that we can from those facilities. So that, we had a good discussion, and we approved contracting with a company to help us audit those short-term rentals to get those TRT dollars into our community. Now, there's only certain ways that you can use TRT dollars, infrastructure and advertising for the community. So as many dollars as those that we can collect, the better.
All right, so that was the TRT funds, and that's one thing that has really started to kind of take off in Emory County is the Airbnbs and those kinds of things. So it's good to know that, and you said that they've always in the past, they've paid the TRT funds that they're supposed to be paying. So this is just an added step to kind of help out and collect that fund and use it for what it's supposed to be used for, correct?
Yeah, yep. So this is an auditor that says, hey, short-term rental, let's just make sure you continue to pay the state for those taxes, and then in return, those taxes come to the county.
All right, and then we'll wrap up talking about what went on in the commission meeting. This is fairly important. This is something that you said has been going on for maybe even a decade, and that is Dominion Energy bringing natural gas to Green River and to homes in Green River, and this is finally going to happen, you were saying.
Yes, it is, and it's been a lot of work coming. We've just been the ones in office that have been able to see it actually happen, but a lot of work the last 10 to 12 years or more working on getting natural gas to Green River. Great support through the state legislature and local partners, and just it's been fantastic. But that project through Dominion Energy should be coming to fruition this fall and early winter. They're already reaching out to the community to prepare them for the opportunity to connect to natural gas. So I think it helps for economic development for Green River, opens up opportunities that Green River has been needing for a while, that natural gas. So excited about it.
And that's going to happen here hopefully by the end of the year, you were saying. All right, Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk with us today. We really appreciate it. And, you know, good luck in everything, and we'll talk again in another couple of weeks, I guess.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.